Praise God. And the Lord good. Amen. Praise God. The Lord bless everyone. Praise God. And if anyone wants the bathroom, go now. So that you don't have to go in and out during the service. I want you to listen carefully this morning as I bring the Word of God. I've used this text, Acts 4, verse 12. I've read this text, used it many times, but I want to read it again this morning. And you know, many times when God does something, the devil will come straight away afterwards to take the victory from you, to discourage you. But having said that, God many times permitted it because he had something bigger to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come from your footstool into your very throne room and into your very presence. We thank you for the precious blood of the Lamb that speaketh better things than that of Abel's. Lord, when the blood spoke, you heard it and you answered to it. And on the third day, you raised Christ from the dead, triumphant over death, over hell, and over the grave. We worship you, the one and only true God, the Lord Jesus Christ. You are the God of Isaac, of Abraham, and of Jacob. You are the God of Elijah, and you are alive today. We know that you're a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We know that your ear is ever open to our cry. Lord, we've come to say we love you, Lord Jesus, with all of our hearts. And we worship you this morning, Lord Jesus. Father, we do ask and pray for the moving of the power of thy Holy Spirit over this meeting this morning. Move upon that brother. Move upon that sister. Oh God, have thy way, I pray, encourage and strengthen and heal and touch and seal in Jesus' precious name. Lord, I take the promised Holy Spirit by faith. And I thank you that you undertake for me in Jesus' precious name. Lord, I pray again for Joy that thou wilt touch her and heal her in Jesus' name. Continue to heal her, Brother Sammy. Give him full strength, full health, full capacity. All over his body, I speak health to his navel. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, grant it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. I believe the book of Acts is the blueprint book for the church. I believe that we have to strive to be like what the apostles were here in the book of Acts. I believe God has said he will have a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. He said the gates of hell shall be against it, but they will not prevail. So it's no surprise that the devil's against the people of God. Big Paisley once said this. He said, if the devil's not against you and your church, something's wrong. But he said, when the devil is against you and against your church, you're on the march for God. Praise God. And the devil is against God's people, but let him be against us, because greater is he that's in us than he that's against us. Oh, glory to God. Here in this book of Acts, as you study the book of Acts in this chapter 4, you will read of a notable miracle. And the notable miracle happened when Peter and John went to pray, and they met a man on the way. Silver and gold have we none, but such as we have, we give you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And we know that this crippled man arose and he didn't just walk, but the Bible says he danced up to the temple. It was the hour of prayer.
He that's affirming. We need people today that won't just come to the prayer meeting, but will dance to it. Praise God. This fella danced to the prayer meeting. And let me drop this in. It's the most important meeting, is the prayer meeting. Praise God. When God's people pray, the devil gets a praise. For he knows you are a petitioner of God for something. And there's only one thing can happen. That is, God will send the answer. Praise God. But they had this mighty move, this mighty miracle. And I tell you, the authorities and those around them didn't come down and break out the metal box and, you know, shake your hand and say, "Great fellas, none of that happened." They were disturbed. They were angry. They were cross that this had happened, and they held them over all night. They had a real good twist with them and kept them all night on to the next day. And they were so upset, and then they began to tell them that you cannot preach in that name no more. You can talk about your church. You can talk about your lodge. You can talk about your organization. You can talk about your affiliation. But don't use that name called Jesus. That name disturbs us. That name upsets us. That name troubles us.
And he overlooked the prayer he was going to pray. And he prayed because of the
and they persecuted. Then my Bible says they prayed. Hallelujah. And one of the things he said in his prayer was, God, you predetermined this would happen. Hallelujah. What did it take place? God, you predetermined this would happen. But now, O Lord, stretch thy mighty arm forward in the name of the church. In the name of the Lord. You don't read that. But stretch thy mighty arm forward in signs, in wonders, in miracles, in the name of thy holy child Jesus. Glory to God. Then you read on further. You read on after that. That they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And the power of the Lord was upon them. And great boldness was given unto them to minister and preach the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I tell you, Peter used this to preach salvation. God does a miracle to get people saved. God sends problems, troubles come, things happen. The devil is only a tool in the hand of God to bring about God's great plan and God's great will. But God, knowing the end from the beginning, glory to God, being all supreme, brother, knowing all things even before, having determined what will be before it is, God knows everything. He knows where you'll be tomorrow. Hallelujah. And my Bible says that God has planned a way for you. And when we walk uprightly before the Lord, no good thing will the Lord withhold from them that walk upright before Him. But the Lord is leading us. And the Lord is guiding us. Because the Word of God says the footsteps of the righteous ordered by the Lord. But Pastor, you don't realize I've been straying this week. I've been doing my own things. Well, you're in for trouble. Because if you're a child of God, the Lord will correct you. And there's nothing I or anybody else can do about it. It'll happen. But He'll bring about His plan in your life. And whether you like it or whether the devil likes it, it's going to happen. Because whom He did foreknow, them He also predestined it. He knew your sister.
That's right.
God has thoughts for you today. And they're all good.
Yes,
hallelujah. All the devil's thoughts are bad. They don't interest me. God's thoughts for you are good.
That's right.
Glory to God. Peter was questioned for the healing done upon this eminent man. And he took it as an opportunity to preach the gospel.
Yes.
To preach Christ and Him crucified and raised again. He took it as an opportunity to see people saved. What's the most important thing? The most important thing is to see people saved. That should be your whole vision. Our church should be converting shops for Christ, where people get saved and delivered and set free by the power of God. We should come to church to lift the Lord up. And Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Oh, I want to see the Lord lifted. You want to see Him lifted? Now that's just my introduction this morning. Praise God. One preacher said, he come to the pulpit and he said, I'm going to sing a sermon. And he sung a sermon. But I'll tell you, in the Lord too, use every opportunity for the gospel. Praise God. Peter told them that the healing of this man's body was done through the name of Jesus. Praise God. Then Peter announces that salvation, the great salvation, must be wrought by the selfsame name. Neither is there salvation in any other. Here is an absolute fact. Here is an absolute doctrinal truth that must be stamped down with approval and authority. because he's against God's word. The Pope's not the way. Jesus Christ is the only way. Muhammad's not the way. Jesus is the only way. Buddha's not the way. Jesus Christ is the only way. No other name given under heaven whereby man must be saved other than the name of Jesus. I tell you, it's great to be saved. We need to be praying for everyone we know that's not saved, that God will save them. Don't you worry, you know, is it God's will to save or not save? You leave that to the Lord, just you get praying. Don't you worry about that. You have enough on your plate. You leave them things to God. Some people get worried about things that's too much for us when they shouldn't be worried. Leave it to God. God says that He would that you lift up your hands and pray everywhere. Holy hands onto the Lord and pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray always. Hallelujah. Neither shall salvation in any other name. You say, brother, you keep saying it. I'm going to. It's going to be the thing.
Amen.
If I'm at home now, I'll preach the truth. This is God's word.
Amen.
Salvation through the Lord. You say we're all saved, but God's already given you a message here this morning. After the miracle, trouble came. But they used it to preach the gospel. What the devil sent for bad, God overruled. God overruled it. He inspired Peter. He inspired John. They were ill-treated. They were held all night. There's many evil things are spoken against them. They never went and got a pair of boxing gloves to defend themselves. They weren't interested in defending themselves. They stuck to the task at hand. They stuck to the job at hand, preaching Jesus. They weren't going to get waylaid with this or that tittle tattle. They kept preaching Christ.
Amen.
And when they kept preaching Christ, He come on the scene. He was with them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And great boldness was upon them. Oh, praise God. Hebrews 9 verse 14 says, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Is your conscience troubling you? It shouldn't be. Jesus purged your conscience with His blood. The devil's lying to you.
Amen.
Oh, he's keeping you down. It's his job to beat the sheep, to bruise the sheep, to do everything he can to the sheep, but it's a shepherd's job to lead the sheep,
Amen.
To feed the sheep,
Amen.
To guide the sheep, and to bring them into green pastures.
Amen.
Glory to God. Jesus is the chief shepherd.
Amen.
He is the chief shepherd. Praise God. I tell you, this gospel and the blood of Jesus clears the conscience.
Amen.
People can sit in the wee booth and they can tell them all they want through the wee wire via opening, all they've done, but their conscience will never be cleared. Do you know why? Because the man they're confessing to is as big a sinner and bigger than they are. And he himself's not saved. He himself's in darkness. He himself is operating the ministry of priestcraft. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
The greatest form of spiritualism in the world today is the Roman Catholic Church. Because they pray to the dead. And that is known as a spirit of necromancy. Praying to the dead. We are forbidden to pray to the dead. You say, but you pray to Jesus. But Jesus is not in the grave. Jesus is risen from the dead. He's alive today. He's living today. The tomb's empty. The grave's empty. Christ is living.
Amen.
But they pray to the dead. They invoke Mary, whom they say is the mother of God. beginning with God. And he took on himself a body made of a woman. Your Bible says that that body was made of a woman. But God stepped into it. That was God's veil. Behind that veil was God. And God has no mother. No father. No mother. No beginning. No ending. He's eternal. And he's the one who's in Jesus. God in Christ. Reconciling the world unto himself. You see, people don't understand God. This is God that took a lump of clay and made himself a body and stood in it before Abraham.
That's right. Amen.
And the deified form and talked with Abraham. And they call him Melchizedek.
Amen.
This is the same God. Came to that body. His temple.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to that. Didn't he say to the religious leaders,
yes,
pull this temple down in 3 days, I'll raise it. They should have taken us over 50 years. You'll build it in 3 days. They thought he was crazy, but he was talking about the temple in front of them. His body.
Yes.
Blind leaders of the blind. They couldn't see God veiled in flesh. Couldn't see it. God behind the veil. God veiled.
Amen.
Praise God. This salvation is the undoing of all that Adam did. Salvation is a total restoration of man from his fallen estate. And yet it's something even more than that. For God's salvation fixes our standing more secure than what it was before we even fell. It finds us broken in pieces by the sin of our first parents, defiled, stained, accursed. It first heals our wound, it removes our diseases, it takes away our curse, it puts our feet upon the rock Christ Jesus, and having done all that, it lifts our head far above all principalities and powers to be crowned with glory with Jesus Christ. And what's Revelation say? Kings and priests of our God.
Amen.
You want to know the priest? You're a priest. You're a priest. You say, brother, I'm a priest. The Bible calls you a priest. Kings and priests unto our God. Oh, hallelujah. Salvation begins with us as wandering sheep. It follows us through all our wanderings. It puts us on the shoulders of the shepherd. It rejoices over us. It preserves us in the fold through life. And then at the last, it brings us to green pastures of heaven, beside the still waters bliss, where we lie down forever in the presence of the chief shepherd, never more to be disturbed. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. God will have for you a table in the presence of your enemies. Once you're sealed for all time and all eternity. Through the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, I put a message on yesterday. It was preached in 1963. I was only into it when he started preaching just for a few minutes. Straight away, William Branham preached salvation. He does it in all the sermons. I don't know where the stuff comes from, half of it. But I tell you, we need to stick to the original. Don't get well ahead. Don't waste your time listening to the branch preachers. Are you following me?
Amen.
What I mean is those that go out on a branch, form a weak creed, form a weak doctrine, and they leave the main stem of the tree. And the main stem of the tree is Christ.
Amen.
And Christ must be preached.
Amen.
What did God's end time prophet say? He said people are not getting to Christ. They must get to Christ. God has no grandchildren. Only sons and daughters. They must get to Christ. 1 Peter 5 verse 4 says this. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. God's a crown for you. And I'm not going to preach you long today. I want to pray for people this morning. I'm just going to lay my hand on you and pray for you. And God's going to touch you. I tell you, if God can raise our brother up, God can heal headaches and backaches and all sorts of stuff. Our God's able to do it. God is able to do it. Our text tells us there is only one way of salvation. Neither is there salvation in any other. I'm only getting to my first point now. Can you believe it? And I'm not going to even worry about it. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Neither is there salvation in any other. But the name of Jesus. I'm feeling to stop preaching. I'm going to pray for people. I want to be free in the Spirit of God. I've been praying that the Holy Ghost will lead me. I've asked the Lord, take control. I want God to move. I want the Lord to have His way. You got something yet this morning? The name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, I haven't preached any of my message. The devil's a liar. The Word of God says that Peter used this name. And he said, silver and gold have we none, but such as we have. Such as we have. God has given us something that's more precious than gold. That's more precious than silver. More precious than anything. God has given us something. You know, when you read all through this book, chapter 4, you will read that they brought all to the apostles' feet. No man wanted for nothing. And there was one accord. One accord. There was no twisting. No fighting with each other. There was one accord. There was perfect love. Perfect love cast about all fear. One accord. And miracles began to happen. Miracles, signs, and wonders accompany the gospel. They accompany it. They come hand in hand with it because Jesus is a miracle worker. And when you talk about Jesus Christ, when you lift the name of Jesus Christ, He will confirm His word. I love the way Brother Branham always prayed it all the time, continually. You listen to any message you want, it's on almost everyone. He would pray and he was so humble. Humble little man. Lord, if I have preached the truth, You confirm it. You say that was Brother Branham, but don't forget he prayed as well. That they took Ephraim and Hackett as the body of Paul, and he says, I'm not saying Paul, but you are the same Jesus. You are the same Jesus. Said, Lord, confirm Your word. Signs, with wonders and with miracles. Signs, wonders, and miracles. God can do for you what no other can do. I appreciate the nurses and the doctors. I'll tell you, I've been praying that God will give our nurses a pay rise. They need one. I believe that now, what I'm saying. I don't want them to get 1% or any of that nonsense. They need about 10,000 more a year per nurse. That's what I believe. That's what I believe. They're underpaid.
That's right.
Our hospitals are understaffed. We need to be praying for the nurses, praying for the doctors, praying for those in authority. It's a hard job for them to do it. And I appreciate all the nurses and all the doctors. And at some time, some of us is needed. You know, I was in hospital for 9 months when I was only a wee fella. 9 months. Never got a lot of schooling. Didn't want it, mind you, but anyhow, I appreciate the nurses. We appreciate them. Don't condemn the nurses. But we know it's God that heals. But God can use things. And we thank God for that. But you pray for them. I want you to believe God this morning. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday. The same today. Today. The same. I'm going to ask your brother to play anything he feels led. And I want you to close your eyes. And as a brother prays, I want you to be very sincere. If you have a need this morning and you want prayer, you can tell me about it. You don't have to. That'll be up to you. I want you to come forward and I'm going to lay hands on you and pray for you. And I feel led to do it. I haven't even went into this sermon or anything. I feel led to pray for people this morning. I believe it's God. Praise God. Lay hands upon the sick, they shall recover. Father, I lay my hands. speak your word over them this morning. I rebuke death. I speak life in the name of Jesus. I say, Jack, you should live and not die. In Jesus. Oh God, let your power come upon them. Let your Holy Spirit hover over them now. In the name of Jesus Christ, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Lord, you mend the body. You can heal the body. Heal Jack, we pray, crown of life. And I speak it over them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless my sister now. In Jesus' name, let the power of the Holy Ghost come upon her right now. In the name of Jesus.
Truth, and ye shall know the truth. Amen. And the truth shall be.
We thank you for the anointing. Let it break the yokes. Let it destroy the yokes in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, bless your brother Mark as he comes. And Lord, if thou wouldst tarry to this evening hour, whatever you would have for us, I yield myself completely to you, Lord Jesus. Use me the way you want, and no other. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. As a brother Mark comes, God bless each one.